Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of A Home Among the Snowgums, written by Stella Quinn and read by Fiona McLeod. Knitting possums. Hannah Cody was on her second, okay, maybe third, but they were stingy paws. Paper cup of Prosecco. But surely she hadn't heard Marigold correctly. Knitting pouches for possums, my love. Orphaned baby ones. All knit, no purl. So it's a perfect beginner's project. Craft is like honey, isn't it, Vera? Sweet for the soul. Balm for a wound. Vera DeRossi, Hannah's soon-to-be sister-in-law, was smooshed up against Hannah's brother Josh on the weathered trunk of a fallen snow gum, a fat brown dog sprawled over her boots. She was gazing up at the stars above Lake Bogong and avoided being drawn into the conversation by pretending she hadn't heard. Traitor. I'm sweet enough, thanks, Marigold, Hannah said. A lie, and everyone on the rocky lakeside within hearing distance knew it. Best not to think about wounds, either. Not tonight. Marigold had been in her ear all week, wittering on about New Year's Eve being ripe with change and possibilities, and somehow, like a pernicious dose of tinnitus, the town's busiest senior citizen's words had stuck. Change. The idea that change might be possible and wounds could be left behind was why Hannah was here at the lake, mingling like a socialite while green and gold fireworks fizzed and popped in the night sky, rather than celebrating the closure of another safe year in the traditional way, in her bathtub with a book. A clutch of kids raced past, the sparklers in their hands jumping and weaving like star puppets long after the kids' silhouettes had dissolved into the darkness. Hannah's heart grew a little heavier in her chest. Marigold was right. Not about the knitting, but about her desire for her life to change. Safe had become boring and lonely and very, very dull. Hannah followed Vera's gaze up to the night sky and wondered if Josh's fiancée saw the same things she saw. Vera had made her home in the lee of the mountains only recently, but Hannah? Hanrahan had always been her home. The sand was coarse and familiar under the heels of her old boots, and the stars above burned like the porch lights of old friends, brighter even than the driftwood bonfires along the lakeshore. And beyond the lake, the mountains. She couldn't see the Snowies now, of course, but she knew they were there. She felt them. Strong, resolute, steadfast. They were the backbone that she pretended to have oh so much of.